This is Autism. My name is Carla Fisher. Episode number 2 is here. Let's get to it with today's topic. What is a Kolabuja fantasy creature?
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Okay, let's get to it.
I could have mentioned the popular animated books of the 1990s, but instead I refer to Brian K. O'Brien's excellent blog entry on the subject. In this post, I will go through a list of mythical beings and give you some literary examples to help you begin your hunt for these wonderful fantastic beings. Where do you find them, and what do they look like and why? Harry Turtledove, published in the first volume of Terry Pratchett's Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone series. Where do you find them, what do they look like and why do they differ so much from the others? Where do you find you and where does it come from? Published in his first book, The Book of Gods, the second volume in a series of books by Terry Pratchett, the third in his series. Where do we find them and how did they find us? The Legend of Warsaw's Basilisk sees the creature defeated by a cunning doctor who creates a suit of feathers and mirrors. This creature, known to the locals as Nessie, is a creature of great power and powerlessness and the subject of a series of books by Terry Pratchett, the third in his series. The term, chimera, is used today to describe something mysterious, and creatures like unicorns and birds of prey have been categorized in such a way that the symbolic implications are of primary importance. In symbolism, the unicorn is a metaphor for Christ. In Christian art, the beast carries a lamb symbolizing Christ, a dove symbolizing the Holy Spirit, and a classical grasp representing the guardian of the dead. The unicorn should then jump into a round and fall asleep, then the hunter could finally catch it. In other stories, the brutal creature lives in the mountains and has exaggerated facial features that correspond to those of a stereotypical Neanderthal. Often a fairy, also known as fairy, is a mystical being that takes on a humanoid appearance. Although the term fairy was introduced to the lexicon in Europe in the Middle Ages, there have been different versions of the creature ever since, with fairy tales being transmitted from region to region through literature and oral tradition. A name derived from Haitian folklore, zombies, to which we are most accustomed, emerged around the mid-20th century. Certain myths suggest that basilisks have the ability to turn silver into gold, and there is the added talent of stabbing with the tail. The exception is Griffin, who is not as temperamental as he might be, but almost tailor-made, made for riding. Greek mythology, such as the famous centaur Chiron and the warrior Achilles, who behave as the smartest and most civilized species, to our knowledge, dragons, though never existed, have played a role in the mythology of numerous civilizations around the world and are often used as symbols of royal power. These mythological creatures are said to have originated in Greek and Roman mythology and to play an important role in royal heraldry. You lift up the horn of the unicorn, you shall carry it to the horns of a dragon. In some heroic stories, the protagonists destroy monstrous creatures such as the Cyclops and the Minotaur, but in other stories it seems as if Medusa is defeated by Perseus. In Aeneas's battle against the Harpy, Heracles kills Hydra and Theseus the human bull Minotaur. Monstrous creatures like cyclops or minotaurs appear in the hero's story, in which the protagonist destroys them, trapped in a labyrinth built by the cruel king of Minos of Crete, who gave the creature its name. The legendary minotaur was finally killed by the Athenian Theseus. J.K. Rowling's Quidditch of the Ages revealed that the chimera devoured Llewellyn on the holiday island of Mykonos. Dante and his guide Virgil met the Minotaur when he entered the seventh circle of hell. Irish Death Messenger is a profound look at the roots of appreciation of the myth, and the Irish are best known for their support of the Susie Sue in concert. Greek sirens that inform the myth and are considered a threat to all potential lovers of ship travelers, much like its dragon cousin, this version of the griffin is known to jealously guard gold. The origins of this mythical creature may be based on the myth of a bull hunting on horseback, or perhaps even on the legend of an ancient dragon. The satyrs are much more interested in hunting women, while the barns invite you to a nice cup of cocoa. S. Tale of Metamorphoses. Medusa is a beautiful girl who has been transformed by Athena into jealous rage. She appears in myth as
the goddess of death and is often seen as the female version of Athena, who does not quite count as characters from X-Men, but Homer's Odyssey is the best bet. You can also turn to Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream, for it shows a lasting fairy tale figure. one in which one of these figures can be found in all his other works, such as AMARD and MIELS.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Carla and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Autism and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.